Welcome back to the This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 88, Icon Packs and Zuper Widget. So for today's episode, I thought I'd do a follow-up episode to the one I did a while back. It's probably been a few weeks at least. I think it was around episode 55 or 57 or so, where I covered using a custom launcher on your Android device. In the case of that episode, I covered Nova Launcher. So let's say you have a Samsung Galaxy S4, LG G2, Moto X, Nexus 5, whatever your Android device may be, you can stick Nova Launcher or any other launcher on there and customize how you interact with your Android device in a variety of different ways. And so I thought I'd do a follow-up to provide a more customized, design-focused way of customizing your device a little bit more. So I'll have a link to that episode as well in the show notes so you guys can get that review as well. But let's say once you've installed your custom launcher, so from here I'll be referencing Nova Launcher since that's the launcher I'm using at the moment, and that's a launcher that you see in the screenshot for this episode. Let's say you have your icons from whatever your device is, or you're using the stock icons but you think they're too big, or you want them to look different, or you want them to match how your device looks in general and you just want to change them. And that's where icon packs come in, or in the case of when you're searching Google Play, icon sets. So when you install these icon packs and icon sets, you can change how they look based on what that creator has created. So you can have, in the case of my screenshot, you can have icons that have a slight bump effect with long shadows, or you can have ones that are outlined, or Batman icons, or even iOS-styled icons. So there's a whole plethora of different kinds of icons you can have and install. Some are paid, some are free, so it depends on which ones you actually want to get, and something to be wary of. It's something that if you like them so much and you definitely want to support the developers, go ahead and buy them. But they provide that extra flair that matches your particular style, or in the case of how I want my device to look, I want my icons to match my wallpaper that much more. And so these icons match my Android wallpaper, and it makes it look that much, or has that little bit of a bump effect, and it has a solid look and a unified look to it. So basically, once you've installed that icon pack, you're going to go into the settings of your launcher, and you can do, or actually before I say that, you can go one of two ways. One way is you can apply the icons to every single app you have installed on your device. So you'll go into your launcher settings and you'll look for something, for example, that say design or icon packs or change icon, something along those lines. It all depends on the launcher you're using, and you'll select the icon pack from the listing that you see, and it'll automatically apply it. Once you go back to your home screens, you'll see the change, and same thing with your app drawer, you'll see all the icons change. In some events, you may not see every single icon change because the developer has not created an icon for it. They usually do the most common ones, so you know, Gmail messaging, Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, like all the, you know, apps that most people generally know. There's a lot of lesser known apps as well, but in the event you want a specific app themed, then you can ask the developer to do it for you. In general, you'll find, at least for newer icon packs, that they'll try and do a pseudo way of matching that any icon that's not in the icon pack to the rest of the icon, so it looks generally similar. So it may not work 100% of the time, but for the most part, that works as well. Now, let's say you want to keep all the apps in your app drawer with your default icon set, but you only want to change the ones on your home screen, or let's say you have folders on your home screen and you want to change the way the folders look, you can do that as well. You're going to long press on your folder or your icon or your home screen icon and hit edit, and you can change the icon that way from the icon pack. You'll see a listing for that set in the edit or in the gallery options that you see come up, and you can make that change that way as well. So it's a pretty simple change, and it gives that extra flair. So let's say you want a more outlined look, or let's say you have Android 4.4 with the white white notification icons, and looking for that kind of theme also is possible, so you get that adjustment as well. So it's a pretty simple and straightforward way of making that change. Now, the next change is a little bit more intensive and may take you a little bit of time depending on how much you want to do, but let's say you want to add information to your home screen for, let's say, weather, your battery, location, or just the date and time, that's where Zooper Widget comes in. So what it's going to do for you is, basically, after installing that widget, you're going to create a, or after installing the Zooper Widget on your device, you're going to add the widget based on the variety of sizes they have available. So anywhere from 1x1 up to, I believe they do 5x4 or 4x4, so you can do as little or as big as you want. It's resizable as well, so you're not set to a 4x4 grid. You can make it, you know, 10x10 if you want. But like you'll see in the screenshot, I have a battery meter set up, as well as the uptime, how long my phone's been running, how much charge I have left on my device. So let's say my battery's at 51%, it'll tell me that I have, and this is an approximation, like I have less than eight hours left on my charge, so I know that, okay, well, it's 2 p.m, so okay, it'll last about the time until I get home or to a charger. And I know basically how long my phone's gonna last on the battery charge, and then I have a little telling me which Wi-Fi network I'm connected to. So that's not really anything special or anything that I need. It's just because I'm a little OCD on that part. I had the date on the left, so I want to have something matching on the right, and that just happened to fit. And then things like weather. So I have today's weather with the current conditions and the min and max temp, and then tomorrow's forecast. So it's all available on that main screen, or on my main home screen. So that's kind of the extensibility you have with Zooper Widget. I actually like it quite a bit, just because I can do all of those different things. There are launchers like Themer, which will let you do it all in one, so you don't have to install any extra apps or widgets like you do in this case. But mainly because Themer will let you have that custom launcher experience, along with the features of Zooper and the icon set icon customization. But let's say it's too much or it's not for you. You want that different. You want that granular functionality or something that's a little bit more basic. That's where these features come in. So that's all I really wanted to cover here. So if you have any questions or comments, you can always get in touch with me and I'll help you out. I'll have links to Nova Launcher, Zooper Widget, and the Long Shadow Icon Pack, which are all available in the Play Store and available for free if you guys want to check it out. And if you have any questions or comments or anything like that, you can get in touch with me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. Leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. Or leave me a voicemail at 714, find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. So if you have any questions or anything like that, or wonder how I got that information in the screenshot, or you want to know more about how to do it, or what you can and can't do, then you can always reach out to me that way. Or you can fill out our online contact form at geek-io.com and reach out to me that way, and find more shows on the Geek.io network of shows. But that's really all I wanted to cover for this particular episode. So thanks for tuning in, and talk to you guys next time.